Ginseng is an herb with many supposed healing properties that makes it worth money, especially in China, where it is especially prized. In China, a pound of imported American ginseng can fetch $1,800. This makes American ginseng also attractive to poachers from Kentucky to Georgia, where the root is farmed. Ginseng grower and pioneer Sil Yunker works with the Appalachian Ginseng Foundation to teach farmers to grow wild ginseng, bringing a cash crop to poor rural communities, and now he's confronting this poaching problem. Sil Yunker joins us from member station WUKY in Lexington, Kentucky. Mr. Yunker, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Mr. Yunker, can you remind us what ginseng adherents admire the root for?
Well, this is a traditional Chinese medicine panacea. In fact, the Latin name Panax ginseng was given to it because the Chinese indicated that it was good for anything that ailed you.
Mm-hmm. Headaches, neuritis, neuralgia?
Rheumatism, cancer, diabetes.
There's a difference between wild and cultivated ginseng, isn't there?
Yes, it's true. The wild is held to be, by the agent, mm-hmm. much more efficacious as far as a medicinal herb is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, I'm curious. We call these folks poachers, but I mean, do people actually own a ginseng plant when you grow it wild?
Well, you know, here in Appalachia, particularly, I would say in Kentucky, there's sort of a forest commons. Anything out in the forest, in the mountains, is common to everyone. No matter who the property ownership is, it's still considered sort of a commons.
Mm-hmm. So poachers just wade on ahead and claim it for their own.
Right. You know, in the fall, long about squirrel hunting time, they'll go out with their squirrel rifle and one eye up in the tree at the squirrels and one eye on the ground looking for the ginseng. And,
how do you discourage poaching that seems to be accomplished that casually?
Well, your best defense is your presence. That means, you know, rural, isolated living. The next best defense is, I would say, a couple of good dogs who know your property. And the defense that everyone uses currently is secrecy. You let no one know that you're growing it.
Have you ever caught a ginseng poacher? What do you do? What did you do?
Well, there were two of them, and one of them had a revolver on his hip. You know, that's pretty normal for sang hunters. They claim that they're carrying a pistol for protection against snakes. I had a single shot 410 mm-hmm. shotgun, and I stood above him on an outcrop above him and watching for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then I just called down to him and told him to come up, and then I wanted them to empty their pockets and their knapsack of everything they had taken.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did.
Mr. Yunker?
Yes.
Why would they be so cooperative with you?
Well, I had a single shot 410, and I guess neither one of them wanted to see who it was going to be aimed at.
So your powers of charm and persuasion seemed to do the trick?
Well, yeah, I did that time, and then I identified him, and I took this information down to the sheriff, and the sheriff said, well, I wouldn't try to prosecute. And I said, well, why was that? And he said, well, you know, you do that, and it'll come out in the paper that you've got a lot of ginseng up there, and you'll have everybody in the county up there. So I didn't, and he said, anyway, I'll talk to him. And he must have did a good job of talking, because I haven't had anybody since that time.
Mr. Yunker, nice talking to you. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
From the studios of member station WUKY in Lexington, Kentucky, ginseng farmer Sil Yunker.